Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. Save our stalls, say city market traders. And a Sprouston man is set for his first Japan Open Super Series tennis tournament.
Traders are calling on City Hall to do more to help traders wanting to set up businesses on Norwich Market to ensure the site continues to thrive. They have made the petition as 7 stalls currently stand empty, 5 in retail and 2 in food, and fears more could also vacate in the coming months. Business owners at the market want Norwich City Council to offer help such as flexible leases, discounted rent for a short time, or financial backing as a way to bring and keep new traders to the site. A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "These adverts involve short-term one-year leases for stalls which have come on the market after a few traders left the market recently. Norwich Market is thriving and there has already been a lot of interest in renting these stalls. We're also looking to help small businesses set up shop at the market by exploring ways with traders on how the council can help out as part of our review on the future of the market. Meanwhile, we've also introduced pop-up stalls aimed at new business ventures for an initial 3-month lease at competitive rents, which will help start-up traders test out their business before bidding for a longer lease."
A long-established travellers' site on the edge of the city is getting a spruce up. Roundwell Park, which is home to 18 caravan pitches, is the subject of council proposals to revamp the 9 twin amenity blocks at the site and erect a replacement office building nearby. The site is located in the suburb of Crossey, to the west of Norwich city centre and on the north side of Dereham Road. South Norfolk District Council says it is exploring how best to invest in the site. However, it refused to confirm how much is being spent on the revamp. A council spokesman said, "The plans relate to early stage proposals to improve facilities at the Roundwell caravan site. The proposed development is considered to be acceptable when assessed against the key policies and principles of the National Planning Policy Framework."
Millions of pounds were lost to fraud in the county last year, Norfolk Constabulary has revealed. There were 235 reports in 2024 of investment fraud, specifically when criminals scam people into investing in fake or worthless schemes. Norfolk victims lost a combined total of £4,527,803 to this type of crime. While the number of reports has decreased by 7% compared to the numbers from 2023, the total amount of losses increased by 13%. This highlights that fewer but potentially larger scams are in operation. Cryptocurrency continued to be the most common asset criminals claimed to be investing in, accounting for 66% of all reports of investment fraud. National data from Action Fraud reveals that people aged 35 to 44 were more likely to be targeted for investment fraud last year, while those aged 55 to 64 suffered the most financially. Social media remained a key tool for fraudsters, with 36% of all investment fraud reports linked to a social media platform. Norfolk Constabulary warned people should be very wary of anyone contacting them via social media or messaging platforms who claims to be an investor or trader.
Sprouston's Ben Bartram is set for his first Japan Open Super Series tournament. This comes after the 19-year-old wheelchair tennis player claimed his first singles and doubles titles of 2025 at the Cougar Open in Houston, Texas. Bartram, the 2022 US Open Junior Champion, secured his first senior singles title in the USA with 4 straight sets wins. His final victory was a 7-5 and 6-2 win over Guillaume Legay, the French player he defeated in the first round of the last year's Paris Paralympic Games. Bartram, who is supported by the LTA's wheelchair performance pathway, has moved up 3 places in the men's singles rankings to number 22. He said, "I'm really happy and it shows that the hard work I've been putting in on and off the court in training over the last few weeks has really paid off." Bartram has also moved up one place in the men's doubles world rankings to number 18 after partnering the USA's Connor Stroud to win the men's doubles title at the ITF 3 Series tournament in Houston.
Norwich is to play host to a major national conference on how new homes can be built without damaging the heritage of historic towns and cities. The day-long event has been organised by charity Save Britain's Heritage as part of its 50th anniversary celebrations. And Norwich was picked because it has managed to avoid major developments threatening the city's character. Henrietta Billings, director of Save Britain's Heritage, said, "Norwich is one of Britain's great medieval cities, which has largely managed to fend off the kind of large-scale inappropriate development that has damaged other historic towns." The conference, organised in association with civic watchdog the Norwich Society, is called Building in Context, Delivering Good Growth in Heritage Locations. It will focus on how new homes can be built in historic places in ways which respect their heritage, support communities, and drive economic growth. The conference comes at a time when Norwich City Council is looking to build 1,100 new homes at the Anglia Square shopping complex. Previous plans, scrapped in the face of opposition, including from Save Britain's Heritage, had included a 20-storey high tower. Mike Stonard, leader of Labour-led City Council, will open the conference, which will be held at the King's Centre in King Street on Thursday, the 15th of May. The conference will feature expert speakers and panellists, including architects, developers, planners and heritage professionals, as well as people who live in Norwich.
Lotus is cutting up to 270 jobs, blaming Donald Trump's USA tariffs and a shifting demand for sports cars. The latest wave of redundancies will primarily be made at the sports car manufacturer's Norfolk headquarters and factory at Hethel, where 94 jobs were lost after a restructuring of the business was announced in November last year. Lotus said the decision is partly due to volatile and evolving market conditions, including the US tariffs, with UK car manufacturers now subject to a 25% import fee. The sale of new petrol and diesel cars will be banned in UK from 2030, and Lotus has invested more than £500 million into technology and infrastructure at Hethel over the past 6 years to go all electric by 2028.